Texte numéro 46. Is newer better? Not always. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that an astonishing half or more of the increased spending for healthcare in recent decades is due to technological, surgical, and clinical advances. For the most part, such advances are a cause for celebration. But an expensive new drug is not always better than an older, cheaper drug. And sometimes a new technology or treatment that is highly effective for some patients is unnecessary or even dangerous for others. To win approval, drugs and many devices must undergo tests for safety and effectiveness. For drugs, there is usually no comparison to products already approved. For both, there is no consideration of cost. Once drugs or devices are approved to treat one class of patients or illnesses, doctors can use them for virtually any ailment they please. Manufacturers eagerly promote their most expensive products to doctors and patients. Patients have few ways to judge what is best for improving health or saving money. They must rely on doctors who may have insufficient information or economic incentives to pick the costliest treatment. No one wants to bar patients from getting the treatment they need, but without curtailing the use of unnecessary, overly costly, and even dangerous new technologies and surgical procedures, there is little hope of restraining the relentless rise in healthcare costs. The good news on medical advancements is undeniable. Doctors can now keep patients alive with improved dialysis treatments while they await a kidney transplant, or replace disintegrating hips and knees with artificial joints. Even costly therapies can end up saving money as well as lives. But this is not always the case. Consider complex fusion surgery to relieve lower back pain. An article in the Journal of the American Medical Association deplored the rapidly rising use of this surgery, which fuses multiple discs in the spine in patients who would have done better and faced fewer risks with simpler surgery that eases pressure on the nerves without fusion. The explanation for the boom was likely economic. Surgeons were paid 10 times as much for the complex surgery, hospitals were paid 3.5 times as much, and manufacturers reaped a bonanza selling $50,000 worth of implants for the complex surgery, compared with little or no profit from the simpler surgery. Research that systematically compares the effectiveness of different treatments and drugs is clearly needed. The Obama administration started the process, committing $1.1 billion from stimulus funds to finance comparative studies. The new reform law will move that ahead, setting up a non-profit, independent institute to organise the work. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2010.